Hello and welcome to the ESP, Supercharging Your Intuition, New Hermetics audio program. The following program is a very simple method for receiving information from the collective unconscious. It can be adapted to any purpose, for finding lost articles, finding missing persons, finding out information about a person or some event in the future, medical intuition, or anything else that you might want to do with psychic powers or ESP. It's very similar to what the ancient magicians called scrying. The only difference is that with scrying, you traditionally stare into a crystal ball, a black mirror, or a pool of ink that is physically in front of you. With this program, you'll simply create a large mirror with a flat black surface in your inner temple. You may use this program to ascertain information about anything you desire to know about, but can't find out by traditional means. You can also experiment with having someone else determine a question without telling you what it is. You then will follow through with the program and report your findings to the person. You must not expect all of the information you receive to be literal. You will experience a lot of symbolic imagery, feelings, ideas, and simply knowings. As you work with this program over time, you will begin to notice repeating symbols and experiences. This is the language that the collective unconsciousness uses to communicate with you. It's a special language that is just your own. Once you're able to understand the distinctions between your experiences, this tool will become incredibly valuable to you. As always, please use this program with simple things first, to build your confidence in the experience, and to acquaint yourself with the technology. Don't use this program for important decisions until you're extremely experienced. You may want to have your journal or a pad of paper with you to record your impressions. If you don't have one, you may wish to stop the tape now and get one. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you are listening to this tape, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place where you'll be able to sit or lie down undisturbed for the next half hour or so. Once you are in a totally comfortable and relaxing space, I would like you to just allow yourself to simply begin relaxing, making sure your head is comfortable, supported, and allowing your eyes to close, and letting yourself adjust into a soothing and totally comfortable position. And now that you're in a relaxing position that you can maintain for a little while, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And a deep breath in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. And continue breathing slowly and deeply, and allow yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed with each breath that you take. And as you continue to breathe slowly and fully at your own pace, please press your fingers together using your meditation anchor to allow yourself to enter into the fully relaxed and focused altered state. And you can become aware of your body as it is relaxing, and your mind is moving inward, and you are moving towards the perfect state of focus and awareness. And you can move your consciousness through your body, noticing each part becoming more and more tranquil as you start with your feet, and feel them becoming more and more deeply relaxed, and your calves, and your thighs, and your genitals and your buttocks are becoming more relaxed, and your back and your stomach, and your chest is becoming more relaxed, and your shoulders, and your arms and hands, and your neck, and your face, and your whole head is becoming perfectly relaxed as you are moving into your perfect altered state. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. Your inner temple is an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I would like you to look up at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder. And it sends a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe, like a golden sun, begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, imagining that the wall is glowing more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And look to the red firewall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And look to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. And again, face the yellow wall of your inner temple, extending your imaginary arms in the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And I would like you to look up once again at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, growing and glowing brightly in your heart, becoming more and more bright. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And I would like you to look up once again at that shining globe of white brilliance above your head. And you can allow this globe to become larger and brighter, and I would like you to begin to see your inner teacher in this light, waiting there to help you. If at any time during this program you need assistance, your inner teacher will be here to guide you and help you, and you may always call upon your inner teacher at any time. As you are looking up at the light and your inner teacher, begin to imagine a large black mirror lowering from the sphere of light above your head down into the center of your temple. Tell yourself and your inner teacher that you would like this mirror to be capable of showing you any information that you desire. Pose a question to your mirror, or think of something that you'd like to know about. You could also just look into the mirror in a case where you don't know specifically what you're inquiring about. As you look into this mirror, you will begin to receive impressions. These may be feelings, images, or sensations, or sounds. Don't try and interpret them immediately. Just take note of them. Allow your intuitions to remain at a very low level. Don't try and determine specific things, but just note impressions like colors and sensations, like blue or rough or soft or bright. After a time, you may begin to receive more specific information that relates to your inquiry. Ask if there is any other information at this time. And when you're ready, you can reestablish yourself in your inner temple. And I would like you to look up at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder. And it sends a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe, like a golden sun, begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, imagining that the wall is glowing more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And look to the red firewall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. And again, face the yellow wall of your inner temple, extending your imaginary arms in the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And I would like you to look up once again at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, growing and glowing brightly in your heart, becoming more and more bright, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And turn now to the western wall of your inner temple and travel back through the doorway, returning to normal body consciousness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and your breathing. 2, becoming focused and clear. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, starting to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And 5, fully alert, relaxed, refreshed, and clear. Please open your workbooks now to complete your work. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to the end to properly cue up the next side.